Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shviyos Perek Tes Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah Sabri learned B'schus Rav Shalom Zalman Yitzchak Gosar Mizyit V'chol Yitzchak Alatzeim. They should be gebench with a sachat slachan siyad dishmaya, good health, part nasa b'shefa and cult of zela. And B'schus Aser Bas Rachel, she should be zocher to find her zivug hagun b'kar of mamish. And Mishnah Vav continues telling us about beer. Hamalaket asavim lachim. A person goes out to the field. He gathers moist, fresh grasses. He wants to use them for flavoring, for herbs or something like that. Puts in his salad. So when is he allowed to eat them? Until ad sheyivash hamatoik, until that which sweetens things dries up. What is something that sweetens things? That's water. Once the ground becomes dry and the water, which sweetens all the produce and helps it grow, is not there anymore, so then he would have to get rid of all these grasses from his house. But if he's going to be gathering in dry grasses into his house, so then he's allowed to eat them up until the second rainfall. Rainfall in Eretz Yisrael is divided into three different times, they're called revi'os. So once a second revi'a of rain falls, so then he would have to get rid of these dry grasses from his house. Another thing, let's say he gathered in leaves of reeds or leaves that grow on grapevines, he's allowed to eat them until they start falling off the father plant. Once they start falling off the original plant, so then he has to get rid of the ones that he has in his house. Let's say he gathered dry leaves, he's allowed to eat them up until the second rainfall. Rabbi Kiva says, everything, dry grasses, moist grasses, dry leaves, moist leaves, that's all up until the second revia. Once the second rainfall fell, he's got to get rid of them from his house. Mishnah Zayin continues with something similar. If a person rents a house to his friend and he stipulates, I'm renting it to you up until the rain. That means up until the second rainfall. If a person makes a neder, he's not going to have any benefit from his friend up until the rain. That means up until the second rainfall. Another halacha, up until when are poor people allowed to go into orchards and fields and take leket shechan peah from the fields? Up until the second rainfall. And a final halacha, may a mosai nenin v'sarfim b'tevim b'kashal shvias, from when is a person allowed to benefit and is he allowed to burn straw and hay that has kedusha shvias in his house? Mishetered revia shnia, from when the second rainfall starts falling. Once that second rain falls, so all the tevin and kash that's available out in the fields for the animals gets totally ruined and the animals are not able to eat it. Therefore, the tevin and kash that he has in his house is not usable for animals, which means he's allowed to use it for his own personal benefit. He's allowed to burn it. If it's still meant for animal use, so then he's not allowed to burn it for his own use, he has to give it to his animals. But once it cannot be eaten by the animals anymore, so then he's allowed to use it for his own personal use. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Chasen Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.